Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing when your cold ex thinks about you. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.datemetips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing when your cold ex thinks about you. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely notice your ex is cold towards you. But do they still think about you? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three situations when even a cold ex will think about you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is when you vanish for longer than expected. So when your ex ended the relationship, when they became the dumper, they would have been fully concentrating on their own journey moving forward from this point. At that moment in time, they're not going to be considering what you as a dumpee are going to be doing on your journey. Now don't get me wrong, some dumpers will be somewhat wondering what their ex-dumpee will be doing. They will, of course, be most of the time hoping that their dumpee does well, because contrary to popular belief, most dumpers do not wish ill will on their dumpee. However, most dumpers will be fully concentrating on them at that time. Now, you might see this as selfish. They would probably say this is their opportunity to try and go down a different path, one of which they believe and hope is going to be more fulfilling and satisfying regarding the possibilities of eventually finding a new partner to have a long-term relationship that they feel is going to work for them better than sadly your relationship was certainly towards the end. Now, this doesn't mean they're going to jump into a new connection straight away. Sadly, some will, although most of those romances will burn out very quickly as a rebound relationship. But most of the time, it will take a considerable length of time before a dumper will actually be in a new long-term relationship, if at all. Now, that is why dumpees do stand an opportunity, I believe, to get their ex back. But when we think of the dynamics of what I've just explained, your ex-dumper is not going to be particularly focusing on whether or not you're reaching out to them. They're going to be hoping that you don't, but somewhat thinking that you might. But ultimately, they're not clock watching. They're not thinking every second of the day, oh, I don't want my dumpee to reach out to me, but I thought they would today. Okay, this isn't going to be crossing their mind in most instances. Dumpers have this almost strange dynamic for dumpees to understand where they don't want their ex-dumpee to reach out to them, but they do kind of expect them to. But please don't get that confused with, even though they're expecting them to, they're not clock watching. It's not like you as a dumpee literally checking your phone every 5 minutes to see if you've missed a notification from your dumper. That is not likely to be happening the other way around. So we have a situation post-breakup, certainly initially, where the dumper is just thinking about themselves. They're doing their own thing. They're living their own life. They're not going to be too worried about whether their ex-dumpee is reaching out to them. Yes, they somewhat expect it, but they're not worried about it. However, this will one day change. And for every dumper, it will come at a different point. However, there would be a moment when you, a dumpee, can vanish for longer than expected. This is the point in time where the dumper would have expected to hear from you by. Now, there might be somewhat of an obvious moment where the dumper expected you to reach out to them. Perhaps this was connected to, let me just think of a quick example off the top of my head. Maybe, for instance, the dumper was about to qualify for some type of course, some type of qualification, and they knew that you, the dumpee, realised, understood, and thought of the day that they would qualify, because maybe it was something that you spoke about time and time again. Maybe it was a huge deal, and the dumper believes that you as a dumpee are going to reach out to them and ask how they got on, ask did you qualify, ask what happened. And if you don't do that, that is going to be one of those moments which might be somewhat more obvious as for when they are surprised. You know, you have vanished for longer than expected. They really thought you were going to reach out 4 months later and message them, contact them, and ask them how they did on their qualification. Now, in this particular instance, I do not suggest as a dumpee that you reach out. If you've been broken up with 4 months, as I've just given as an example, and you've not heard from your dumper, and you know that they're about to qualify from something or have a big exam, I don't think it's down to you to ask them how it went. But a lot of dumpers will be expecting that to be the moment that you reach out. And if you don't, this is going to be something where they think about you. It's irrespective of how cold they may have been during this time. Like I said, you might not have heard anything during this interim period. Maybe you walked by them in the street and they gave you the cold shoulder. They looked away. They just did not seem interested in speaking. They're coming across as very, very cold to you. And therefore, you're probably thinking, well, they're not going to ever think of me again. However, in point number one, it's really important to get across that when you vanish for longer than expected, that is when they're going to think of you. So maybe it is an obvious example because it's connected to something such as a qualification, etc. But it doesn't always have to be. It might just be a certain period of time in your expert dumper's mind that doesn't have any official rationale or reason attached. But if they haven't heard from you by that certain point, that is when they're going to think about you. That is when they're going to wonder about you. That is when they're going to be thinking to themselves, I really thought my dumpy would reach out by now. And remember, this is different to the generalized thought that a dumper may have of, okay, I don't want them to reach out, but I kind of expect they will. Okay, this is different. This is a turning point. This is a moment where a dumper isn't just thinking about their dumpy. They're somewhat missing them. They're wondering. They're really starting to be confused about where their dumpy is in their life. What's going on? I'm really surprised. I thought they would have reached out by now. That type of wonder, that type of mystery is only a step or two away from missing you. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is when they leave for single honeymoon period. So we're talking about the dumper. We're talking about even if they've been very cold towards you, will they ever think of you the dumpee? And point number two is when they leave for single honeymoon period. So the single honeymoon period is a period of time that I believe dumpers enter as soon as the breakup has been actioned. As soon as they ended your relationship, I believe they enter something I refer to as the single honeymoon period. And this is a period of time where they will live their life the way they want to, doing the things they felt they couldn't do within your relationship. By and large, this often includes seeing friends, maybe for the first time in a long time, or certainly more regularly. Maybe it involves going out socializing more, whether they're going to parties, nightclubs, pubs, bars, those types of things. Or perhaps it is doing things such as a new hobby, or maybe a hobby that they used to do and didn't have time to do during your relationship. They're really focusing on themselves. They're single, they're doing their own thing. Yes, they might be going on a few dates here and there. That is a sad possibility we have to acknowledge, but it doesn't mean they're in a relationship. By and large, they are single and they're doing their own thing. And when they're doing their own thing, they're not likely to be focusing much at all on you, the dumpee. However, that will change when they leave the single honeymoon period. Now, what exactly does this mean and how long is this time? Well, I would suggest that generally speaking, the single honeymoon period is around 6 to 12 months. By and large, when a dumper gets through this to that point of where what used to feel exciting and new now feels somewhat boring and mundane, that is when we can say they have left the single honeymoon period. It's no longer exciting to be single. You know, all of a sudden, they're starting to wish they was in a relationship again. Now, you as a dumpee might hear this. You might feel scared. You might think that they're going to jump into a relationship with somebody brand new. And sometimes that does happen. But even if it was to happen, if it's too soon, it will be a rebound relationship which ends as quickly as it began. So try, dumpees, not to feel too scared on this. What is actually more likely to happen is your dumper is going to be thinking of you. Now, this is different to point number one. In point number one, as I suggested, it could be a significant moment, such as I said, maybe they were qualifying for something, they knew that you knew about how important it was, but expected you to reach out, and you didn't. Or alternatively, it could be a certain period of time where the dumper starts to really wonder why their dumpy hasn't reached out. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is more about leaving the single honeymoon period and actually missing being part of a couple, missing being in a relationship. And although it is possible they might try and jump into something with somebody new, which isn't likely to last, more often than not, they're really going to be thinking of you, the dumpy. And they're going to be viewing you, maybe you could say, with rose-tinted glasses. Yes, things sadly went wrong at the end of your relationship, but it doesn't mean that everything in your relationship was bad. Far from it. I'm sure many, many experiences, many, many months, many, many years were very, very good between you. And therefore, at this moment in time, a dumper is likely to focus on that for positive rather than the negative. This is a moment when even if your dumper has been cold throughout your breakup, they're going to be thinking about you. This is when you could suggest they're starting to warm up. Your ex-dumper became cold because when they lost romantic emotional attraction, when it hit the necessary low point, when they got to the stage of ending the relationship, they were done. And when somebody's done. They're cold. They view you as best as a platonic friend and at worst as a stranger. They're going to come across somewhat colder, in fact, often much colder than they used to be when you were in a romantic relationship. And if you were technically still in a relationship, when you started to see this change, it can feel very scary. It can feel really shocking that you believe you're actually still in a relationship and the person that you're in a relationship with has suddenly gone cold. Unfortunately, this is likely to be very soon before they actually end the relationship. So if you are still in a connection, unfortunately, it's probably not going to last much longer. Now, some people will see this just before the breakup, but some others won't see it until it ends. Maybe even of a breakup itself, things felt kind of warm between you, but then as soon as the breakup happened, everything went cold, everything went distant, everything became scary. And this is a dumper trying to signify there is a difference now between then and now. They're living their life as a single person. They're not in a relationship with you. Sometimes dumpers will actually say they're trying to be kind because they're trying to make sure that you don't get the wrong idea, that you're not confused, there is no misunderstanding. That is another reason as for why they might be cold. But when they get through the single honeymoon period, they're going to be getting to the stage where they miss and almost crave being in a relationship. And they're going to be thinking of you because you were the last person they had a relationship with. Maybe you were the most important relationship they've ever had in their life. And this is when they can start to miss you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about when your cold ex thinks about you. And point number three is special dates on the calendar. So whereas point number one, I did touch upon the possibility of a special significant moment, such as the dumper qualifying for something, being a time where they might think about you thinking their dumpy is going to reach out. Point number three is different. Point number three is a special day on the calendar. And that can include things such as Christmas, New Year's Eve, your birthday, their birthday, Valentine's Day, those types of days that only come around once a year where you are thinking about what you did last year. So whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's your birthday, whether it's their birthday, whatever it may be, if it's one of those moments where the dumper is going to be checking the calendar, recognizing the date, realizing that it's something somewhat special in their mind, they will naturally think back to what they were doing this time last year. And if you were together, if you were having a good time. This is when we're going to be thinking about you. Even if you weren't having the best time, if you were together, they're going to be thinking about you. And generally speaking, they'll be trying to pick the positives away from the negatives. So even if you think, well, yes, I was with them on their birthday last year, but it wasn't that great. Well, even if there was just a few moments which were positive, they will probably be focusing on that. People think back wearing rose-tinted glasses, as I mentioned earlier. And therefore, when we have a special date on the calendar, one of those days which a dumper is going to be reflecting on the past, this is when they'll be thinking about you. This is irrespective of how cold they seem towards you. This is irrespective of whether or not they said to you, I never want to see you again. I never want to speak with you again. We are never getting back together. It doesn't matter what they may have said. When those days come around, they will be thinking about you. And they'll probably be thinking about you in a more positive light than they have done in a while. And this is why a dumpy always stands for opportunity of regrown romantic emotional attraction, even if they don't speak with their ex again. Because this is a chance for them to think about you, wonder about you, remember the good times, get into the point where they start to regrow romantic emotional attraction. And if it hits the necessary high point, that is when they'll reach out to you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.